Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today on the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about something that most brands, if not all brands, have an issue with, and that's team alignment. And specifically what I'm referring to is these three pillars of a brand that really run the engines of the brand. I call it this power triad in the book that I have coming up, The Visionary Brand. We talk about this in detail. It's called the power triad, which is at the top of that pinnacle is product, but then also connecting points between marketing and sales. And more often than not, the two areas that have misalignment is the sales and marketing team. And so what we'll talk about today is really, you know, how do you correct this alignment? And working with the brands that we do with Liquid Mind, we work with both mid-cap, large-cap, but we also work a tremendous amount of our time with these startup brands as well. And there's one consistent theme that we see with almost every single brand is this misalignment between marketing and sales, between needs, between wants, and strategies built around what the brand needs to do and what they're actually doing. So I felt it would be great timing for us to talk about this misalignment. And the reason for that is because of the growth in the D2C side of the business, the continual progression of where retail is going, and the support that they need from brands is really driven from the marketing side of the business. But strategically, in order to grow, develop, and build these channels, sales needs tools. They need a strategy. They need a vision from the marketing team. So we'll talk about this today and really get an idea of, you know, how do we make this alignment a reality? And I kind of go back to what Steve had mentioned back when he was with Apple, is, you know, great things in business are never done by one person. They're done by a team of people. And this comes from probably the greatest visionary of all time. And so when you look at this alignment from a team perspective, this power triad that we talk about, and again, I talk about this in depth in my book, The Visionary Brand, but when you look at product, sales, and marketing, these three teams in particular with a brand have to be cohesive. They all have to be on the same page. They all have to be in alignment with the vision of what the brand stands for, what you're doing as a brand, and ensuring that whatever is needed is developed and worked in conjunction with one another. So when we look at statistics, you know, let's look at how big of a problem this really is with companies and with brands. And what we find is anywhere from 85 to 90% of companies indicate a misalignment between marketing, sales on items and areas that we talk about, which are strategy, branding, creation. And so you're not alone if you think there's a misalignment with sales and marketing. When almost all the brands and companies we work with Liquid Mind, we find that they feel they're isolated, that, hey, this is something that's unique to our company. But when we look at this, at over 90% of all companies have this issue, obviously there's a need to address it, to have improvements, and to have a process so it doesn't break down as you move forward in the progression of your company and brand. So with Liquid Mind, we have clients, both large and small cap and startup I'd mentioned, but they face the same issues. And most, interestingly enough, don't recognize this misalignment or understand the process to improve the alignment. So as these brands continue to move to D2C, and everybody is going D2C, you see it with retailers, you see it with brands, you see it with services. Everybody wants a subscription service. Everybody wants to sell their product directly to consumers because of the bottom line contribution to margin. And retailers want a piece of that pie as well. So when you look at this D2C, the sales cycle becomes more tangible, but also more challenging. So when we look at this loyalty, this building of this consumer, this direct-to-consumer side of the business with your retailers, they're fighting for the same dollars. So what you have to do is bridge that relationship with them, ensuring that you're providing the same tools, you're providing the same vision to them, the same assets, the same branding you do with your company, and having alignment with them and balancing that relationship. So this alignment becomes even more critical to the company, both short-term and long-term. Because more often than not, when you look at a brand, and most brands that we work with have a wholesale side of the business and they have a D2C side of the business. Obviously, the D2C is where you like to see the bigger contributions. But at the end of the day, the brick and mortar will always be a very big part of a brand's success long term. So you want to make sure that both sales and marketing are in alignment. And the channel that we see, obviously, the biggest conflict is D2C, because that creates conflict not only with the sales team's retailers, but it obviously creates conflict with the sales team in general. So you want to make sure that you're balancing that. And so with most brands, you'll find these two functional areas run independent of one another, when they should be working together and in parallel, assuring that the brand is in complete alignment across all channels and modes of communication. And when I say communication, it's an interesting one, because that's something that prior to T2C business really wasn't something that a brand focused on so much. They were looking at consumer facing, in-store, retail, POP merchandising, whatever it may be. That's the type of communication that they were used to. But now when you look at the community build, the loyalty curve of what you have in building a relationship with your consumer, it's critical that you're building your brand equity and also lifetime customer value. You want them coming back, purchasing your shoes again and again, your apparel again and again, whatever it may be, in your service, and continuing to renew your subscriptions. So the types of communication and the value that you provide to your consumer needs to bridge that gap between your D2C business and your wholesale business. So again, I say this in the context of having been with so many brands, that is an area of conflict that needs to be overcome inside of brands in order to have the proper sales and marketing alignment. So when I look at this, I say, you know, these two need each other. And as a result of conflict, there's frustration, inefficiency, and misalignment when they're separated and there's not proper alignment. So when we look at today with the Visionary Chronicles, one thing I wanted to address was, you know, how do you correct this misalignment? You know, what I find with almost every brand that we work with is that most don't know where to start. There's this wide gap between sales and marketing. Each feels that there is a definitive black and white line where one shouldn't cross the other. Now, while that's true, what you provide from a marketing standpoint to sales needs to be a tool to ensure their success long term. So, but you need to provide that vision, a strategy, content, collateral, whatever it is, to the sales team in order to ensure their success, and also by design, the retailer's success. So we looked at four areas. We're going to look at four areas that would be what I call essential for brand team alignment, you know, managing marketing and sales alignment, you know. And the first area that we look at is really on the culmination of vision and ideation, is on a seasonal level. In the case, we deal predominantly with consumer product brands and apparel and footwear, whatever it may be, is there's a big component to the success of a brand, and that is the content creation. Now, this could be anything required for building your D2C messaging, your D2C visual, in-store visual, whatever it may be. It's really effectively creating content that aligns with the brand vision. So when you're looking at marketing, often makes assumptions off this content creation, you know, based on this brand positioning, this creative assets that are done on a seasonal or annual level, and also defines those by channels. So what you're creating is valuable to the sales team. It's valuable to your buyers and your customers. But always keep in mind from a marketing standpoint that all those different areas services the same need. Your buyer needs that information. Your sales team needs that information. Your customer needs that information. And your brand, most importantly, needs it to match the vision. So you need to define what's needed. You have to understand where, when, who, and how you create and how you communicate. So in this context, a valuable tool for the sales team is understanding that marketing strategy. And to ensure that you're taking a, what I call a pulse check with your brand community, buyers, and sales team, all three. Marketing is the most valuable piece of that formula for success as you bring the brand to market. But at the same time, you need to understand, get outside the four walls of your company, outside of your brand. I've seen so many brands where they feel staying inside and enclosing what they think the brand should be versus what it is to the outside community. They need to ensure that they're talking with their community, that they're talking with their buyers or talking with their sales team as input. Now, what I'll say is what comes out of that input is output. The output is a result of the marketing strategy and what they actually create. So many times what I see is this is a huge cause for conflict with marketing teams on sales side. Hey, it's not your job to create. Well, just because you're creating, just because you're moving, doesn't mean you're making progress. So that's why you want to make sure from a marketing standpoint that you are listening. Input is different than output. So get input from your brand community, the buyers, the sales team. You know what your vision is. Don't get offended by the fact that somebody's giving you input. It's not output. Output is marketing's area of responsibility. That doesn't change. So creating for the sake of producing is not a strategy. Moving does not mean you're making progress. So to create alignment with content creation, ensure the sales team is mapping your creative strategy both online and in store. It's really critical that they get an idea of what your strategy is for deploying messaging and creative online as much as it is in store. You don't want to disconnect between the two, so you want them to be aware of what you're doing online as well as offline. So providing your community with engagement with your content, finding something helpful beyond products. So these are all areas on content creation that what I find the biggest thing on content creation that causes friction is the fact that you're not producing common content across all channels and the sales team is not in alignment with the tools that you're providing from a content standpoint. So have them involved on the input side. And you still have control from a marketing team from an output perspective, but at least the sales team knows and has had input on the front end to know that, hey, what comes out on the back end should be something useful to us and allow us to be successful as we continue to build, develop our retail channels. And the second piece of this is understanding need. More often than not, you know, these two areas, these two functional areas don't understand each other's needs. As interesting as that may be, it may be across the hall from one another, whatever it happens to be, distance does not seem to correct failure and misalignment. So we want to make sure that you always start with marketing and end with sales. You know, what I mean by that is that marketing has a strategy. They have a vision. They know how to position the brand. They're the ones that build the content and the creation and the strategy around how to bring the brand to market. So you want to make sure you're always understanding each other's needs, but you also want to make sure that sales is part of that process. So again, just because you create something doesn't mean it's an effective tool for the sales force. So to better understand that need, have the sales team provide regular input on tangible tools to make their lives easier and provide branding, tools, and communications to make your community life easier. So what you're doing is you're bridging that gap, providing tools and value beyond product to your community, but also the same tools that allow your sales team to provide tools and assets to your buyers and your retailers that by design offer that same value to their consumers. So it's kind of this chasm you're crossing between retail and marketing and sales that you want to make sure that you're in alignment with them, but creating something that's meaningful and something that is needed by your sales team. So understanding and balancing both of these is critical to marketing your brand and ensuring you maintain that equity and loyalty with both your sales team and your community. So understanding the need is the second point. The third piece is what I call mind merge. You know, this is about having regular sessions with your sales teams, communicating marketing efforts, and applying the strategy daily builds trust with both organizations. Now, it doesn't have to be daily, but I've seen many brands that we work with where they don't communicate at all. They just put it out there. There's nothing that's actually been collaborative in nature, nothing that's actually been shown to the sales team as they progress through these programs and how these tools are going to benefit them in the channels that they're selling into. So merging ideas and concept with reality will bring the marketing strategy to a more tangible level to the sales team. So get them involved, you know, but sales also understands their role in this process. It's not to create, it's to have input, and the output goes to the sale or the marketing team, but rather providing details on their needs. So unless you understand their needs, you can't figure out what the strategy is or what they actually need in order to improve bottom line revenue that, by the way, is paying your salary. So you want to make sure that you're providing the proper tools and the needs of the sales team. So do this mind merge with them on a regular basis, so you're in alignment with them. So when you create, there's no surprises and it's actually something that helps them with their job. And the fourth is tool generation. And what I mean by this is that there's tools that are provided by the marketing team that by assumption are tools that are valuable to the sales team. And I say assumption because often these tools that are provided are intuitively provided by the marketing team without input from the sales team. So sure, marketing has laid out the tools, resources, and an integrated brand strategy to the sales team. You know, have them understand what you're doing, so that when it does come out, they know and can anticipate and can prepare properly through their sales meetings to their buyers and by design for in-store and what they're actually going to communicate on new products and brand strategy. So the sales team needs to be seamless with messaging to buyers and consumers. And this lead is driven by marketing. And what I mean by seamless is that regardless of where you're selling your product, the brand needs to be seamless. So making sure that you're in alignment with the tools that are generated to the sales team that are also the same tools, messaging, positioning, POP, merchandising, whatever it happens to be, the vision of the brand and the perception of the brand and the equity of the brand is seamless across every channel that you sell. And that seems simple, but I've seen so many brands that don't do it right. And the tools they're generating are built for D2C, but not necessarily for retail, you know, and vice versa. So what you want to make sure of is that, you know, if there's no clear strategy, vision, or plan, you can imagine how quickly this alignment can break down. Frustration sets in and nothing gets done. So ensure you provide an online and offline marketing tools that can be used by both internal sales and external buyers or customers. And the brand, again, will always be driven by the vision of the brand, the strategy of the brand, positioning, whatever it happens to be. But that needs to ensure that everybody who's purchasing the product has those assets. So in conclusion, I'd say, you know, when you look at these four areas of building this brand team alignment, managing marketing and sales, you know, content creation, create the right stuff for the sales team to be successful and ensure they're in alignment with what you're creating. Again, input versus output. You know, understand their need, communicate with them as you build these tools. And have regular meetings, this mind merge, I call. You know, have regular sessions with the sales teams. Let them know what's come down the pipeline. They get excited by it. They don't want to deal with what you're dealing with. So make sure you're providing with them, but also feeling respected that they are part of that process. They understand their role. So make sure that you don't get offended by the fact that they want to give you some input. It's probably the best input you can receive outside of having a customer sit at your table. And the last is that tool generation. Make sure you're doing and building the right tools that are right for the brand and right for the channel and right for the sales team. So with this fast-paced digital world we live in, you know, aligning with everyone inside of a brand is critical to the successful execution of the strategy. So, you know, frustration and misalignment can be replaced by an authentic, genuine passion and excitement for what your brand's doing and has yet to accomplish. You know, together, lock arms sales and marketing and product and everybody inside of the organization. You don't want to have conflict because that spreads through the bloodlines of the entire company. So lock arms with the teams. You know, understand your shared needs and complement one another's strengths and work on your weaknesses to better the brand. I wanted to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. And hopefully you find the information that we put out each week very useful. And what we found through reviews and when we were originally putting together their Visionary podcast was found both personal and professional advice as well as information those listening to the podcast were looking for. So we wanted to be unique in that way, and hopefully you found that to be the case. And appreciate the reviews that you've been sending in, and we would certainly appreciate you signing up for our newsletter as well, which is an expansion upon what you're seeing on or hearing on the Visionary Chronicles podcast. And you can find that at two locations. One is bryansmeltzer.com, BryanSmeltzer.com, or our company site, liquidmindsite.com, LiquidMind. site.com. So we would appreciate any reviews, additional reviews, comments you may have. Sign up for the newsletter, and we look forward to talking with you next week.